after the remaining fragment of Allied forces, mostly Shawnees, but some Wyandots and Delawares, the Miami had pulled out, Little Turtle had pulled the Miami out of this last phase of the battle prior to the Treaty of Greenville. As I said, those people brought together at the Treaty of Greenville talked about a number of things, but they really, the Indian people, were hopeful that the Greenville line might be a new agreed-upon boundary. And the interesting thing about the Greenville boundary is it's one line that was a real line. Men with axes went through Ohio and cut down trees to mark out exactly where that line existed. Another thing that's, well, one side thing that's interesting to me about that treaty is that a lot of the opposition might have come from the Ottawas in Michigan, but the half-Ottawa son of a British trader named John Askins in Detroit went down with a strong resistance message to take to the Indians. But Wayne had very good intelligence, and when young John Askins Jr. turned up, he simply arrested him and locked him up till after the Greenville Treaty had been signed, and then let him loose and let him go home. So he took care of that he took care of that opposition in a very, very wise and practical fashion. But it's interesting to me to observe, and for you to read, I think, the numbers of tribes. 13 tribes signed the Treaty of Greenville. And this include the Illinois, the Kaskaskia tribe of Illinois. And the list of people, Indian tribes, who signed that treaty is very similar to the Indian tribes who signed the treaty in Montreal in 1701 at the end of the period of Iroquois Wars. The Kaskaskia also were represented in far-off Montreal in 1701, the treaty ending the Iroquois Wars, indicating the breadth of geographical area that this resistance formed, that of people who were concerned.